Hello and welcome to the Dirty Thursdays podcast. I'm your host, Ian Tordella, and we're coming to you direct from Dirty Boulevard Recording Company in San Diego, California, here on El Cajon Boulevard. Each week we feature local jazz artists, singer-songwriters, bluegrass, and acoustic groups. Our guest this week is originally from Philadelphia. He's singer-songwriter Jesse LaMonica, and he's got two albums out on Law Street Records. He performs around town regularly as a solo artist, and he heads up Jesse LaMonica and the Dime Novels. And he's joined by Mr. Brandon Conway on the guitar.
I know you're probably gonna want to shoot the messenger, baby, and I don't blame you. And I'll take what I've got coming when the hand of justice falls. Now take it, I'll take it, just listen before you go. Baby, hear my heart is gonna weep for you forever. Just so you know, it's fine with me. Now take it, I'll take what I've got coming. I'll take it gladly, sugar, anytime you please. I'll take it gladly, sugar, anytime you summer dress, a dagger hidden, waiting to rest in his chest. She left him to die and bleach his bones somewhere on the trail to old Mexico. She left him with a whisper. She said, before I go, baby, hear my heart is gonna weep for you forever. Just so you know, it's fine with me. You take it, I'll take what I've got coming. I'll take it gladly, sugar, anytime you please. I'll take it gladly, sugar, anytime you I'm take it gladly, sugar, anytime you please. I'll take it gladly, sugar, anytime you please. I'll take it gladly, sugar, anytime. I said anytime, oh, anytime you please.
Side of the world.
And you just heard Other Side of the World, and before that we heard Shoot the Messenger. Welcome to the show, Jesse.
Well, hello there, Ian.
And welcome, Brandon, the better looking of the Conway brothers.
How you like that, James?
I believe an independent poll showed that you were, you know, you were up by like 10 points.
James will never believe that.
Yeah.
So your last record with the Dime Novels, it was called, what was it called?
It was called Until the Stars Came Out.
Until the Stars Came Out. You guys were up for a San Diego Music Award.
Yeah, it was sweet, man. We released it June 4th and then September of last year, last summer. And then in September, we found out that we were nominated for Best Americana Album.
Cool.
For the San Diego Music Awards.
So can you tell us a little about that record and kind of how the Dime Novels came together?
Yeah, I had those songs acoustic, you know, with myself for probably about maybe starting about 2 years before I met the guys. And I moved here to San Diego and I started playing some solo shows. And at one of those solo shows, they were playing after me. They had a residency and I said, hey, you guys want to join me on stage for something? You know, if you want to just get up and play. I play by myself all the time and it's kind of boring. They got up when I was sitting on the dock of the bay and we took it from the top and went right through the song. And then I called out changes to some of my original tunes and they're so damn good that they could just do it right there on the spot. And it just felt really nice. And slowly but surely
nice.
We started playing together and have been playing regularly in San Diego, like constantly in San Diego for the last year and a half, 2 years now.
Yeah. And did you start with this same personnel? You got Brandon Conway, James Conway on drums, and then Sir Edward Kornhauser on the keyboards.
That's the key.
And Matt Thompson on bass.
That is correct, man. That's the lineup. They had played before for years together in a band called Maddox Revolution. And then I joined then with them and now we've been hitting it good.
Perfect. I understand you guys just started working on a new record and you've been working on the beginning of it over at Lost Ark Studios in PB.
It's this amazing studio. Yeah, it's really cool. Brandon went down there. Went down there with
helping John Meeks on a project.
That's right.
And then we're lucky enough to be invited to play there. Super nice studio, super cool guys, Scott and Paul.
Yeah, they're amazing.
And so we're just kind of working on new songs right now. We just recorded a live recording of us in the studio doing Other Side of the World with a full band and getting that mixed. And that should be on the video for Jesse's Australian tour.
Probably 3 weeks out, realistically, the way things go. But we should have it. It's a little video about the solo tour I did to Australia.
Great.
It's like three little episodes. And then we'll have this song, Other Side of the World, that I wrote when I was in Australia, with, like Brandon was saying, with the full band. We had a Flickr Fusion video. Aaron Browning came down and recorded it, filmed it. We had a crowd there of people hooting and hollering. And
cool. So live in studio.
Yeah, live in studio. No overdubs. No, Scott the engineer said, this is for realsies.
Yeah.
So it's it is live, but it's
just
it came
like,
out
yeah,
well.
No,
they
yeah,
were, it's an amazing studio. It's gorgeous, man. We were really lucky to be in there.
Cool. So, Brandon, you play pedal steel on a lot of the cuts, too, right?
Yeah, I've been playing that for the last couple years, and
I heard that's a real easy instrument to get started
on.
Yeah,
it's super easy, bending your knees.
Yeah,
you can just pick it right up.
All at the same time.
It's fun. It's cool. It's one of my favorite sounding instruments, and a lot of Jesse's songs... Call for it. Has, like, kind of that Americana feel to it, and that pedal steel gives a nice, like, kind of a haunting sound to it.
Yeah. So Jesse, George Varga called your record a well-crafted mix of Americana and vintage R&B, but
yeah,
hearing you sing and snooping around on the internet, I can tell, I know you're into like Otis Redding and Al Green and all these old soul guys, but can you tell us a little bit about some of the stuff you check out and singing?
Yeah, of course. I didn't really get it. I mean, I listened to soul my whole life, for like Elvis and Willie Nelson. Like growing up, it's just kind of what was in my parents' record player.
Yeah.
So that was in my head from an early age. But it wasn't until I moved to Sweden, and it wasn't until I was over there in this like tiny little village where all the guys that I ended up meeting up with that played, they were all into like rhythm and blues and like just old school blues. They all played in a bunch of different projects. They were all really like master musicians. And one of them that I was really close with, he got me into like all these all these old soul songs that I'd never heard from artists I'd never heard, like from like someone took like old records and dumped them into a computer, you know, so we had MP3s of them, and just it was just all these like mixes. This guy used to make all these cool mixes, and I just started listening to him all the time on the long cold winter over there. And I found that the way that I had been singing, the way that my voice had been taking shape, and the way that I felt when I wrote, or just some kind of connection to that style, that, you know what I mean? Like some people just find it in, I don't know, I got a buddy over there who found it in like an Allman Brothers kind of sound, or some people have more of a, I don't know,
Pearl Jam but over kind of in Sweden, right?
This just seemed to happen. This was the suit that fit, so.
Cool.
So I listened to a lot of that. I like going back and looking at the classics, and like I love watching Otis sing and play. Like, I watch videos of his all day long, all the time. Like, it just, I don't know if there's ever, I mean, in my mind, just a pure entertainer. Just, but you can't watch him and not move and not smile. You know?
Yeah,
that to me
for
is
sure.
Perfect. But yeah, I don't know, man. I try to check out a lot of local stuff lately. I've been trying to, I don't know, just follow whatever people are recommending and just trying to keep up on. There's so much music out there now. So
totally. Well, it seems San Diego is blowing up as far as the rock scene and Soda Bar and Casbah, and there's a whole bunch of little venues popping up that weren't there like 4 or 5 years ago. Of course,
really
Casbah's been around forever.
Yeah, Casbah's
the
flagship. They're great.
But yeah, with all
I'm
the
excited
old
for that Fleet Foxes album that's coming out.
Yeah,
the new one.
Yeah, I've heard a few cuts on the internet. Yeah,
That one I saw it yesterday. It was real good.
All right, so you guys are going to do a couple more tunes. What's the next tune?
Well,
you know,
as
down.
Per Brandon's suggestion, I think because it's such a nice sunshiny day, or it's been so nice and sunshiny, we're going to do one of our songs called Left Coast Sunshine, which you can actually download for free on our website, which is jessielamonica.com.
Myself, you better cool your jets, 'cause you're in California, where all the girls look their best in the sunshine. In the sunshine. In the sunshine. Left Coast sunshine. Triple takes at every single girl. I keep walking, but I wonder if she got a boyfriend. Easy, son, I tell myself, you better cool your jets, 'cause you're in California, where all the girls look their best in the sunshine. In the sunshine. In the sunshine, left coast sunshine. Oh, yeah, yeah.
with your lady. Ain't nothing better, baby. Oh, easy, son, I tell myself. Easy, son, I tell myself. Easy, son, I tell myself, you better cool your jets, 'cause you're in California, where all the girls look their best. In the sunshine, in the sunshine, in the sunshine, live for sunshine. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, give me some loving, honey. Well, give me that love, but don't make me every drop is gone. The well has
drive and run and die, and I ain't going back. I ain't going back. I ain't going back. I ain't going back. I ain't going back.
And that was a new tune called The Well Has Run Dry, and that's going to be on the new album with Jesse LaMonica and the Dime Novels. Jesse, you have got a few shows coming up. Where can our listeners go to check you out later this month?
Yeah, we just actually have booked a couple recently. We have a lot of good shows coming up. The 26th, we're going to be full band at the Casbah, opening up for the Builders and the Butchers. On the 27th, we're going to be up in L.A. at the Redwood Bar. On May 15th, we're on the main stage at North Park Festival of the Arts. I believe we go on around 4:30. And then June 3rd, we're going to be at House of Blues. And in between there, there's a bunch of other gigs as well. You can find them all on our website under the shows section.
Great. And what's your website one more time?
Website one more time is jesselamonica.com. It's JesselamonacaJesseLamonaca.com.
Excellent. And if you want to see some pictures from our session, we have a few snapshots and some pictures from Michael Klayman. They're up on DirtyThursdays.com or cmichaelsphotos.com. Once again, please subscribe to our RSS feed to stay up to date. You can find that at Dirty Thursdays. You can also find us on iTunes. Just search for us in the iTunes store. Until next time, I'm your host, Ian Tordella, and that's all from Dirty Thursdays here at Dirty Boulevard Recording Company. Our photo editor is Darcy Fontenot. Our Middle East correspondent is Stephen Bender. Our spiritual advisor is Amy Andrews. Our water boy was Peter August. Our number one fan is Margaret Ann Frick. And our intern and production assistant is Mo the Cat. For all your studio needs, remember, nothing says value like El Cajon Boulevard.
See, that's classic. I'm a water boy. Very short.